Leakey's goal was Olduvai Gorge, a deep crack in the flat savanna of northern Tanzania, not far from the border with Kenya. It's part of the East African Rift Valley, a massive tear in the Earth's surface, thousands of miles long. It was here that time had been frozen within exposed layers of geology, where, as Leakey examined the rocks shaped by the sun, the wind and the rain on the savannas, he reached a layer where the rocks were also shaped by something else. Human hands. They were found next to bones, and it was clear that these stones had been shaped into butchering tools to strip meat and break into the bones of animals killed on the savannah. The layer where the tools were found was roughly 2 million years old. This was archaeological dynamite. Leakey's excavations produced the oldest humanly made things anywhere in the world, and they demonstrated that not only human beings, but human culture had begun in Africa. Our stone chopping tool was one of the ones that Leakey found.
Picking it up, your first reaction is it's very heavy. And if it's heavy, of course, it gives power behind your blow. The second is that it fits without any compromise into the palm of the hand and in a position where there is a sharp edge running from my forefinger to my wrist. So I have in my hand now a sharp knife. And what is more, it's got a bulge on it so that I can get a firm grip, and the edge, which has been chipped specially, which is sharp, I could perfectly effectively cut meat with this. That's the sensation I have that links me with the man who actually laboriously chipped it once, twice, three times, four times, five times on one side, two, three times at the other. So 8 specific actions by him, knocking it with another stone to take off a flake and to leave this almost straight line, which is a sharp edge.
In the British Museum, we've recently made a new chopping tool using the same techniques as would have been used in Olduvai Gorge. I'm now holding that new one in my hand, and it becomes very clear how well you can use it to strike meat off an animal. We don't have any African wildebeests to hand, so in fact I'm using a bit of roast chicken. But these chopping tools are marvellous and quick at getting the meat off the bone, and then with one sharp blow I could break the bone and we'd be able to get to the marrow. But you can of course use a tool like this also to strip bark off trees or roots so that you can eat them as well. This is, in fact, a very, very versatile kitchen implement. The early humans who used chopping tools like this were probably not hunters themselves, but they were brilliant opportunists. They waited until lions, leopards, or other beasts had killed their prey, and then they moved in with their chopping tools, secured the meat and the marrow, and hit the protein jackpot.